TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I was thinking about coming out of the shoot here and telling y'all about my new boots that I got on, but y'all want to talk about puppy chow?
What is that, ostrich?
Hell no, that's python.
It's Sterney's Daily.
Before we get to that boner.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Yeah, Ron Hughley is out. Brandon Scott of Sports Radio 610 is in, and we are live. We are live on the road at BB's Tex Orleans. Not only do they have the best boiled crawfish in Houston when crawfish season comes around, but did you know? Did you know that they are also the home of the best perfectly boiled seafood, oysters on a half shell, Mama's Cajun dishes with a Texas twist, as well as them game-changing wings and that Texas trio? By the way, I'll add that boudin and that gumbo to the mix. Spice up your holidays, Tex Orleans style. Do it at BB's, y'all.
Come on through. I don't know how y'all did not get hungry just hearing that.
Come on through, man. We are at BB's in Pearland off of Broadway. And, you know, we'll be here for another couple of hours, man. So come on through. A lot of good football going on. That Bears-Eagles game got tight.
Yeah.
Got tight real quick. It was 10-3. Eagles went down, and A.J. Brown caught a touchdown. And then I guess they missed the extra point because it's 10-9. And then Caleb Williams just tried to throw a little screen pass, and one of them linebackers jumped up and caught it. And Philly is threatening to score. Georgia Tech is the big college game going on right now. And it is 10-3 Georgia, and Georgia is threatening as we speak. Come on through BB's, Tex Orleans, chicken wings, cold beer, and football. We got dollar wings special going on right here. And we got to hit a couple of these games that happened yesterday. Great NFL slate of games yesterday. But a couple of these games that went down, Ron, we felt them here in Houston. It starts with the Dallas Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys actually – what'd I say?
Yeah, you gave me Ron.
Oh, I gave you Ron. My bad. I thought I cussed or something. Here we go.
Byron got you on the dump button if you cuss, but that's that muscle memory.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Ron. I mean, B. Scott. But them Cowboys –
It's all right, Sean. I mean, Clint.
Them Cowboys
my bad, Seth.
Up 45 did us a little favor, man. The Cowboys in a hell of a football game, the Cowboys beat the Kansas City Chiefs 31-28. The Chiefs now are sitting at 6-6, and pretty much the conversations I'm hearing, they got to win out, which would include beating the Texans. They got to win out in order to have a shot. But Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys, 460 total yards, 31 pints against the Kansas City Chiefs defense. Man, that was a solid outing for the Cowboys, beating Philly last week, Kansas City this week, and then they're on the road at a beat-up Detroit next week. But most importantly about this game, Kansas City falling to 6-6. The Texans, obviously, here in Houston, we feel that one a little bit, and we greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, man, but the Cowboys beating the two teams that were in the Super Bowl last year in back-to-back weeks, that game specifically yesterday, man, George Pickens. You want to talk about a pickup. Yeah. And I know George Pickens has been kind of a character, a little bit of a sideshow at times, especially in his Pittsburgh days. And even now with Dallas, he had to sit out for a little bit of a game because of whatever, you know, coaching decision, disciplinary reason, or whatever it is. But when they line up and play and tell that dude, they run that slant route, we need to ice the game. I mean, George Pickens was there for them. But as far as how it affected the Texans, I mean, getting the Kansas City Chiefs to lose a game, you need them to lose as many games and all the games that they possibly can, including the one against you. So shout out to the Cowboys for doing an in-state favor, a hat tip to them for handling business against them guys.
And scoring 31 points. And as you said, George Pickens, CeeDee Lamb, I think they ran it well. They did some really good things. And so if you want to – this is a monkey-see-monkey-do league, man. You watch that game plan, pick up a couple of things, and you can go score some points on Kansas City's pretty good defense.
Yeah.
They got a pretty good defense, and if you can go score some points on them, that would be big, obviously. Now, the other game is the Cincinnati Bengals 32, Baltimore Ravens 14. Now, look, I enjoyed the hell out of this because I'm a Burrow fan, right? He is a bad man. But as you look at the Texans, B. Scott, there's obviously a chance that you could go win the division. That'd be great. Good. That's not what I'm looking at right now. When I look at the Texans and the way everything's laying out is whatever weakens the pool of wild card teams is what I'm here for. And last night, the Ravens losing put the Steelers back in the lead of their division, bumped them back into that pool of wild card teams with the Texans, and – so this one went exactly how we would want it to go as well. Cincinnati's out of the pit.
Like you mentioned, the Chiefs losing before that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so both of them losing bumps them back and by proxy bumps you up. And then in the case of the Chiefs, since you play them, you get to control sort of both of the – basically your destiny and theirs now. Since they lost, shout out to the Cowboys, they lost. But now you can do yourself a favor in addition to that by beating them next week. Not to get ahead of yourself, but that's what's in front of you.
Right. I'm for anything and everything that's still in the hunt column that they keep showing on all the different sports shows. How do we weaken that? How do we get that still in the hunt to where you get to 9 wins and it means something? Right. Right now it's that 10 win mark. But if 9 wins ends up getting you there, it's going to be better for us because of that hole that we dug in early season. So here's another thing I think worth noting is Cincinnati, they can help us in a big way. Not just last night against Baltimore, but they could help us in a big way.
Yeah.
Their next three games on their schedule are all teams that are right now are in that wild card pool, if you will. They got Buffalo, Baltimore again, and Miami. Now, Miami's got 4 wins. They're on the bottom of that in the hunt. Somehow, some way, they're figuring that those guys could still win out and get there. But Cincinnati, with a healthy Joe Burrow, can help the Houston Texans in a big way, not just this past week, but the next 3 weeks as well. So keep an eye on their schedule. I think that's probably fair, right? I mean, I think you and I are on the same page in a sense of we're looking at weakening that wild card pool as much as we can, more so than winning the division.
It's why you're a Titans fan this week, because you want them to beat the Jaguars, even though you know that's far less likely.
Absolutely.
Right? But you would love them to be at home and to beat the Jaguars. You would love for the Bills to lose to the Steelers, even though they're right there in the mix with you. But you've already beaten the Bills, so you want to weaken their record. It's why you're kind of looking at everybody else and wanting everybody that's in the mix with you to lose as many games as possible.
Absolutely. I'm right there with you. That's Brandon Scott. He is in for Ron the Show Hughley. I'm Clint Sterner. We are live at BB's Tex Orleans in Pearland. Come on through and hang out with us. By the way, Dirty's Daily today. Can't leave this out. It's powered by Brooks Brownie.
All right, Brooks.
Brooks owns the place. Brooks owns all the BBs, and he's apparently got a brownie that's for some big brownie guy. Okay. Big brownie guy. Probably going to treat myself since it is the holidays. But it's powered by Brooks Brownie. I was told multiple times, like, hey, man, you gotta have one. So I thought, well, hell, why not? Let's throw it in there as the title sponsor today for the old Dirty's Daily.
All right.
Something about Dirty's Daily and Brooks Brownie kind of goes together somehow.
Yeah. Is that alliteration going on? I'm with it.
I got a question for you, B. Scott.
All right.
Did this silly-ass drama
come to DSW for the shoes? Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm up about Bevo and Reveille. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, I think so. You know, me and you we'll both be in somewhere mispronouncing the thing.
I'm going to tell you, this took over my Thanksgiving yesterday 2 different times. Now, I will tell you, I got my wife is a Longhorn and my sister-in-law is an Aggie. And if you hadn't heard, apparently, last year when the University of Texas went to College Station to play the first game in a long time against the Aggies, The Aggies said, Bevo ain't welcome.
Yep, I remember that.
Now, there's a little bit of a backstory there. Apparently, the Aggies were renovating their stadium.
Bevo be acting a fool sometimes.
Well, even if he wasn't acting, that's my first thought was, we're talking about a cow versus a dog. This is a different deal.
Exactly.
The reasoning is that apparently those sidelines are super tight the way that they designed that stadium, and there's just not room for that big of an animal. Even if he acts right, there's not room.
Right.
All right. And so you fast forward to now, and the Longhorns said, we're gonna return the favor here. That old pup y'all got running around the sidelines.
He ain't welcome.
He ain't welcome over here either. Mm-mm. I mean, this just absolutely turned my Thanksgiving gathering upside down 2 different occasions. But one time my sister-in-law started in on it. The next time my wife makes a comment about it, my sister-in-law comes barreling out of the other room, and she is hot about this damn dog not being able to be there.
Dude, why? It's returning the favor. It's returning the same energy. Look, my mascot can't come to yours. Your mascot can't come to mine. That is tit for tat. That is mano y mano. Fair is fair. Why we got to be bitter about it? Nah, I mean, I get it. Now, they want to say the only reason why Bevo couldn't come is for logistical reasons. It wasn't because we hated Bevo. You ain't got to be like that. I get it. But we rivals. We supposed to be bitter. We supposed to not like each other. It ain't supposed to be sunshines and rainbows all the time. So if that's how you're going to do our mascot, we're going to do yours like that.
Well, I'm going to tell you, and this again, I said it before, I don't have any skin in the game, or never have. I guess my wife being a Longhorn, I do now. But I've never had any reason to be mad that the game wasn't there, but I was pissed off that this game was not one of the rivalry games that was existing. So now that it's back, I absolutely love it. Now, Aggies, if you built a stadium, even though if you didn't do it purposely, if you built a stadium that's too tight and you're not going to allow their mascot to be there, when they turn around and say, hey, man, well, your dog can't be here either. You got to live. It's rivalry, man. Yeah. That's what it's all about,
yeah,
right?
Come on now.
It's all about. Now, if it was because you were under construction and you just didn't have fit, but what I'm hearing from Aggie Nation is, hell, that stadium's so tight, Bevo ain't never coming back.
Yeah, well.
I mean, I don't know that I blame them for playing the petty mascot games here.
Yeah, but mascot wars, come on. Like, it is both ridiculous and delicious at the same time, because it's like, what are we really talking about? What we're talking about is a hatred and a bitterness that leads us to a certain level of irrationality, because, like, why are we mad that the bull and the dog can't go places?
Right.
Sometimes bulls and dogs can't travel with us.
They can't travel together.
You can't always take your dog with you everywhere. You can't take your bull with you everywhere you go.
I'm going to tell you, I can borderline relate. I mean, our mascot's big, not quite bull big, but it's big, but it can't get out of the pen. We just drive him around on a trailer and don't let him out of the pen. So you just park the trailer over in the corner and everybody's all right.
You know who's relieved? that damn dog and the damn Bebo. They don't want to go. They want to be wherever home is at. They want to watch the game from home.
They got the weekend off, huh? All right, what who you going with right now? What I'm looking at now, this may be a hook off or two, but the Aggies are a 2.5 point favorite.
Yeah.
In Austin, 11-0 Texas A&M Aggies, 8-3 Texas Longhorns. Aggies minus 2.5. Who you taking there?
Yeah, I got the Aggies covering the spread reluctantly. Man, you know I'm a Longhorn fan, and I'd like to say that they're going to win, but I don't like their chances, man. I'm going to just be real with it. I'm not going to be that fan that's like, oh, yeah, we're going to do it just because I want them to. No, man, the Aggies' defense is what everybody told me the Longhorns' defense was going to be. And now, while I think Texas is better off than they were earlier on in the season and have found some things, obviously Arch is playing a lot better than he was earlier in the season, A&M plays a lot more like what I was expecting to see from the Longhorns earlier in the season. I got, this is a 2.5 point spread. Yeah, I got them covering. Aggies covering.
Yeah, look, man, I'm doing everything I can to side with my wife to keep everything, you know, happy at the house.
But I wish I could too. I wish I could side with Lowe on this.
Well, I'm gonna be honest with you, man. I was in Austin last week watching my lowly Razorbacks, who are 2-10 or 2-9 or something like that.
Lord have mercy.
Started out 2-0, and they have just messed the bed since.
Y'all had no SEC wins this year, huh?
And not a nary one.
That's rough.
It's been ugly, man. But they beat the brakes off of us. But I'm going to be honest with you, man. Everything is so hard.
Ain't it?
For Arch, man. I mean, it is so hard. He gets the hell. Our defense is as bad as you're going to find in the country, not in the SEC. And they beat him to death. It's almost like he just invites it. By the way he plays, he just invites it. He holds the ball to the very last second all the damn time. And now I think the offense has a lot to do with it, and his youth has a lot to do with it. But I just don't know how he's going to survive. This A&M defense is for real.
He's in for a rude awakening with that.
Man. So I've got to go with A&M as well. Now, I'll say this. I like the over. I know a lot of folks like that under because the two defenses are kind of the headliners here. But I like the over. I think it's still at 52. So I like them to score some points here. For those out there that follow the drive on a daily basis, quick reminder that Tyler's T-Mills best bets were Ole Miss, Mississippi State under 63. I believe that one's already hit. U of H plus 2.5 at Baylor. Not sure if that one's tipped or not.
Yeah, I don't think so.
But the two that have to do with the 6:30 game tonight, T-Mills best bets, Aggies, Longhorns under 52. I like the over. He took the under. And he, of course, likes the Aggies minus 2 in Austin, and he puts in parentheses there, it won't be close. So that's where old T-Mill is at. I do think it's a closer game. I think the Aggies cover and the over hits in tonight's game. But what do you like about that? What do you think about that over?
Yeah, I like that over. I like that over. I think that, I'm looking at Marcel Reed. I'm looking at these wide receivers that the Aggies have. They're like, it's a legitimate operation that they got over there. It's everything to me, again, everything that they said Texas was going to be, the Aggies actually turned out to be.
All right, we've heard from C.J. Stroud. We've heard from D'Amico Ryans. We are getting closer to kickoff, our Friday show. We got to do some keys to the game. We got to do our the Texans win if segment. And so we got a lot rocking and rolling here. Brandon Scott's in for Ron Hughley. We're at BB's in Pearland. Come on through and hang out with us. And we got to revisit this. Almost said Ron again. We got to revisit this, B. Scott. The big news of the day. The big news of the day. C.J. Stroud is out of concussion protocol. And it's not just that he's out. It's what's happened over the last 10 days that I think is an absolute game changer. We'll talk about that next right here on Sports Radio 610. Before we do that.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.